So we still don't have intros for this shit.
We're working on it.
It's fine. I kind of like that it's just like launching into it and like, we'll think of something cute at some point.
Throwing you in the deep end.
But this is essentially me making my perfume hobby, habit,
obsession,
crippling addiction.
Yeah, you know, whatever you want to call
it. Whatever you want to call it, everybody else's problem.
Yay.
This is a way of me justifying like buying this nonsense for like, I've been... a mutual friend of ours, if you happen to have listened to any of the other podcasts that we do, Sheila of Oof, I Wrote That fame, is a big perfume head.
Mm-hmm.
Has been for ages, apparently. I never knew this. I
did not know this.
Kind
yeah.
of like liked perfume. I had no idea the vast knowledge or the depth of her collection.
No, or that people were making such perfumes.
Right? So last year, I feel like we jumped on our Discord, and I don't even remember how the fuck it came up, but I think it was your roommate who was like, tell me what kind of perfumes you think would go well for me.
Yes, because Sheila's really good at knowing, like, well, because, like, what kind of scents are you looking for? What don't you like? Like,
right.
What do you think?
She knows us well enough that it was like, take me on this perfume journey. What mm-hmm. do you think that I would enjoy? And... I saw she did it for Christy, and I was like, well, I want to know what scents you think would be good for me.
Well, then I was like, I want to come too.
Right,
Ma,
exactly.
All the other kids are going.
So this started the snowball, and I will say most of the ones that she suggested for me, I have bottles of in some capacity up in my room now.
She's like a witch.
It was shocking how good she was.
Like, absolutely shocking.
And then that kind of propelled me into the realm of niche perfume, which is so much fun.
Well, and I will say, I'm not somebody who ever wore perfume because if a smell is on me that I don't like, I want to rip my hair out. I need it off immediately.
I actually had an experience like this. I will not name the sample, but I put it on because I had liked it on first sniff when I was at this event a few weeks ago. Bought the sample set, I sprayed it on me, and I had to immediately get a wet wipe.
Because
it was bad.
I don't like scented soaps. Like, scented hand soaps, a lot of the time I'm like, it's fine. You're fine.
Because sometimes those Bath and Body Works ones
yeah.
are a little much.
They're a little much. They've got more alcohol in them than other, I feel, and mm-hmm. so they dry my skin out. I always thought, like, I just can't do scented stuff. That's fine. Like, it's just, I'm just that way.
But then we had Big Sniff Party.
Big Sniff Party.
Maybe what, like, was it before Christmas? Was it last fall?
I feel like it was unbearably cold, so... Wait, was it fall? It was... I feel like you're right, it's fall. It was fall because it was our last hurrah before the holidays
yes.
kicked in.
So we had... you guys came over, my buddy Vicky came over, and we did Big Sniff Party where I think Sheila and I were competing to, like, figure out who could find... perfumes for you guys. That wasn't the way we kind of presented it, but I think in our heads that was what was happening.
Well, like, you had like a bag of coffee beans because you told, I don't know who told us this, but that if we needed to like clear our scent palette,
they have said that that's like a thing you can do, but then I've also read that it's like you're just introducing another scent.
That would make sense too.
So just like go outside and like breathe in the cool, it's like having a glass of water after like tasting a wine or tasting a whiskey. You got to kind of cleanse the palate a little bit.
Well, in that case, I still need you guys to picture us all huffing this bag of coffee
yes,
beans.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Just us all around this table with these little scent strips, also huffing the coffee beans mm-hmm. and huffing the scent strips.
And then being like, yeah, okay, what is this? Notes of volcano, interesting.
Broken heart.
Broken
seaweed,
heart.
Seaweed, your favorite sweater. Oh, it's so pretentious. I love it so fucking much. But I think we did find some nice scents for you.
Miraculously, I have like five now
Which
that I will
happy.
I do wear now.
That's awesome.
I put them on. I'm like, I love this.
Because there's something for everybody. It's just a lot of the mainstream stuff is bad.
I told you, I'm like, I'm not good with florals. Like,
Well, there's
don't
so much
like
beyond
them.
Florals.
I just assumed perfume meant florals. That's Mm-mm. all. So when I have one that you guys gave me the tester for, it's called Squid Ink.
I was just going to say Squid from Zoologist.
Mm-hmm. And it smells like kind of like the sea. Basically.
Yeah.
I smell of the sea, Erica.
It's a great marine note. Yeah, it's awesome. And it's like, it's like deep, and but it's not overwhelming. It's great.
I love it. I wore it to Easter.
Ooh, I love great. That. I did bring down a bunch of scents when I went to Florida, and I was like sticking them in front of my mother's face. Like, she liked a few of them, but she's like, no, that's just, you know how like boomers are like, well, that's not for me, but they're kind of like rude about it, you know? But I was like, I don't know what I was expecting. So
well, in, you have found some really interesting scents, I feel.
I like weird shit. Like mm-hmm. when we went to this perfume thing, and we will bring this back to Has-Been, I promise.
There's a point. We're getting
there. There is a point here. I would just go up to certain like vendors and just be like, what's your weirdest scent? Because mm-hmm. Anybody can do a rose. Anybody can do a vanilla. It's mm-hmm. this is easy shit. What's the weird shit you got? What I want to smell.
What is the weirdest scent you have right now? Because you have one that's in like a drawer wrapped up in a bag from other scents.
There's that one. That one's very strong. It's called Nuit de Bakelite. And I'm saying that wrong because I'm from Chicago and I have a horrible Midwest accent and cannot speak French. From Naomi Goodsir, which was one of my favorite perfumers. She does this leather scent called Corpus Equus that I would stab someone in the throat for. But yeah, that's a big old funky frag. It's very green and it's very big. The weirdest one I have is actually one I'm going to have a smell probably for episode 4.
Oh.
It's a Valentino scent.
Interesting.
And I don't often say that I hate something.
Okay.
I hate this scent.
Interesting.
It's horrible. It's so bad, mm-hmm. but in that context of that character, it fits perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not good. It's bad. It is amazing. Bad. I'm not going to tell you the name. We'll get there when we get there. So the whole point of this, gentle listener, is me being able to justify my crippling perfume addiction.
Sure.
By being like, these are scents that make me think of characters from this show.
I like that, though. I love this.
I have Has-Been, like, in honor of our dear friend Christy with her spreadsheets. I have a Has-Been spreadsheet. I have a Witcher spreadsheet. I'm actually going to a perfume class in May.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited for it because, like, I have been looking for 2 cents based on Blorbos. Because I have problems. One is Yaskier.
Okay.
I really want like something that's kind of dusty, but has like the wood scents from the lutes.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of wine thing happening, you know, like that boozy thing.
Would you put like a velvet scent in there, like some kind of fabric or no?
Maybe. Nah? I don't know. See, this is the thing. Mm. I've been searching for one that kind of, and like maybe a little bit of like wood smoke from like, you know, we're traveling on the path and we're camping.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you would throw in like a dandelion like scent there because I think it's a little on the nose and I don't know if it would go.
It's fun because I feel like the fact that his name is Dandelion is more like unusual and fun because mm-hmm. you wouldn't assign that name to him. So to find out that's what his name is, you're like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. And then the other one, and I have a couple samples coming this week, one of which that I'm very excited for is for Lucifer. And I think you sent me one.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get me to buy fucking stickers off of Etsy. So
who does that?
Which worked because they're now on my computer.
Yay.
I love how a major tenet of our friendship is like getting each other to spend money on stupid bullshit.
Well, because like, well, when we were, you and me went to C2E2 and I had been like, okay, I can't go crazy on purchasing prints. And it was like, I had you as my devil and then my roommate as my accountant.
I loved that we called her the accountant. I was also dressed as Lucifer.
You were
doing this. So.
So I would look at something and you'd be like,
yeah, you should.
Come
buy
on.
Absolutely, you should buy that.
And my
which is the normal shtick. That is what I normally do. Because it's yes. just like, remember that year we went to Ren Faire?
Oh, God.
And we were drunk and we went to that one store?
Drunk and walked out. I walked in jean shorts and walked out in a dress.
I was like, I should have gotten some manner of coupon for the amount of money I got these people to spend in your goddamn stores.
Because that's not really how we work as friends. Like, if I'm like, should I do this? You're like, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And if you're like, should I do this? I'm like, well, the alternative is not.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Everything sucks. Buy the little thing that will make you happy.
If you need somebody to, like, you know, riz you up, as the children are saying, give us a call. We'll be like,
absolutely.
Do it.
This is what we're for. This is what we're for. wildly off track there.
So you've purchased perfume samples that you feel represent certain
yes,
characters.
So these are also from, like, some of them I bought with them in mind. Some of them I just bought because I you know, thought they sounded interesting. It was before I got into Has-Been. And I have a fairly large collection upstairs now, so it was fun to kind of go through and be like, give them a new sniff and be like, okay, does this mm-hmm. evoke anybody.
So you have sniffed them. I have not.
I think some of these you have because we, I think I made you sniff some of these before we did that 3-hour episode, but we'll see if you remember them. So I'm not going to tell you like who, well, I think I already did. It's either Alistair or Charlie. So okay. We're going to start out with. I only have one here though that is for Charlie. The other two we'll talk about once we're done, but I thought I had the samples. For whatever reason, I do not, but...
So do you want me to sniff, and then I'll try to tell you what I'm smelling, and then you tell me what it is?
Let me know what you're kind of getting. Let me know who you think it's for.
Okay.
And then we'll get into the notes and who I kind of think of it for.
I love this idea. Let's do it.
It's just fun. We love dumb bullshit like this. And this is like a non-visual medium, so you can't really see what I'm doing, but...
So you've got kind of like sniff sticks. So they're like little pieces of paper... And you are rubbing some of the perfume onto it, and then I'm going to stick it in my nose.
This one is an oil, so it's a little hard to get on the sniff stick.
I was also shocked. I didn't know perfume came this way. I thought you sprayed it, but I've now seen ones where it's an oil. I've seen one where it's like a cake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a couple of solid perfumes.
I do.
Yes.
I have one based off the phenomenal new Maggie Gyllenhaal movie, The Bride.
Which I love. That's great.
All right. Here we go. I'm sniffing.
Get in there.
I've got like vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
I've got like a warmer scent.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely vanilla in there.
Definitely vanilla. So
these oils are a little hard to do on the scent strips because they really do wake up with the heat of your skin. But it's hard to do that if you're not like sure if you're going to like it or not.
Sure. I'm getting like smoky vibes to this.
Nothing really smoky. But is it more of an Alistair or a Charlie, would you say?
I want to say an Alistair.
Oh, see, I said it was a Charlie.
Damn. Okay, you know what? I feel like...
The sweet, the vanilla.
The sweet, the vanilla. Yeah, this
and there's
is a
like
Charlie.
An espresso happening. There's
the
a
espresso!
Dark cocoa.
That's what it is.
And a hazelnut with the vanilla. So that coffee, that like energy and that kind of sweetness,
yeah.
I thought was really kind of a Charlie.
See, I first... Okay, I'm going to sound like I'm trying to fix my mistake, but I'm
no,
not.
No, there's
I did,
no mistakes. There's no mistakes.
I did first think Charlie, and then I was like, smoky. So smoky like Alistair? But like, no. Now that you've said espresso, I was right. Damn it. Should have gone with my gut. Ooh, but I like it, though. It's not overpowering. It's not too sweet.
It's nice. This is called Buzzworthy from Samar Scent Studio. It's a queer couple based out of, I want to say they're in California. I want to say San Francisco, but I'm not 100% sure. I have some fun stuff from them. They do good shit. All right. Now, I realize I said we only had one Charlie, so it's kind of obvious who the rest
that's
of
that's all right.
But it's fine. You just tell me what kind of notes you think you're getting.
I also want to ask you, I have only ever heard that you put perfume on that you can spray, that you spray, wait, and then walk through it. Is that not true?
No. You should be, and you can get insane with this shit, but sure. What I usually do is I hit each wrist, I hit my chest, and then depending on, like, if I'm just at work, mm-hmm. I go wrists, I go, like, right here, like my chest.
Oh, okay.
If I'm like a big night out, I'll do a couple like a spritz on either side of my neck.
Okay.
Sometimes I might do on the back of my neck just so that when I'm walking away, you can kind of smell me leaving. Really, what vibe are you going
what,
for?
What femme fatale vibe
exactly,
are you going with?
Exactly. Like when we went and did karaoke and I was dressed like your evil Italian aunt.
Yes, you looked like you were going to like hang out by a fireplace and then, you know, your disbehaving nephew would have to come in and talk to
I mean, that was the
aunt
exact
Erica.
Vibe that I was
so
going
you
for.
Succeeded.
So I'm glad we got there.
Your earrings were perfect.
Ah, she fell. No, where did she go?
I see it. It's by your,
no,
by your foot.
Okay. I was trying to do this all like classy and one-handed, but that's not going to work. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Here you go.
Here we go. Smell it again. Yeah, I'm definitely getting an Alistair out of this. It's more like water.
There's like a berry thing happening right at
yeah.
the start. Which was one of the things that really like drew me to this one. So they're based in New Orleans. It's
okay,
called Hez Perfumes. And I was like, oh, well, there we go. And it has a raspberry, apple, pear, and cinnamon top. And the berry thing really got me because we had recently recorded about the pilot. And Vaggie has that whole big thing about he's like the ultimate, like whatever the rain. And Angel Dust goes, he looks like a strawberry pimp.
That smells like a strawberry
and
pimp.
And as soon as I smelled that, I was like, okay, yeah, no. I need to have that. What else do we have in this one? The middle notes are rose, oud, which is kind of a like woody kind of smell, tobacco, bourbon, whiskey, vanilla, and tonka bean. And I like a tobacco for Alistair, too.
Yeah, I feel like you just know when he was alive, he was just smoking.
He's a smoker. A smoker.
We see him smoke in the show a couple times.
We see he's double-fisting. He's got a smoke in one hand, and he's got some manner of brown liquor in the other. And it's just like, hats off to you, sir. And I just like when we let characters smoke. I feel like we've talked about this before, too, but let characters smoke. It looks cool. And then the base is more oud, bourbon, vanilla, sandalwood, cedar, gray ambergris, which is kind of a marine-y kind of scent, and white musk.
Mm.
So I like that one. I've actually worn that a few
times. I do like both of these. I don't know if I would wear them, but I do like smelling them.
See, this is the thing, because there's so many. I have a fair amount upstairs that I like the smell of, but I don't necessarily want to wear.
That makes sense.
So it's just kind of fun to have them, because if I do, like if Sheila comes across something,
yeah,
like, oh, I like this, and it's like, oh, well, I have this, try this, and oh, if you like that sample, just fucking take it. I'm never gonna wear it.
It's interesting how people make these smells too. Like,
oh,
absolutely.
That's why I'm so excited about this class. Is it's kind of walking through that, and then we get to make our own scent.
Oh, you're gonna get to feel like, you know, you're a potion master.
I'm very excited.
Like out of a D&D game.
Oh, that was the other one. I talked about the Yaskier scents. I want a loose scent that is just like apple and like wood smoke.
Ooh,
or
yeah.
Or that the fire, like a house burned down, and the house, it's just that,
like the aftermath of like a campfire.
Yes. I want a smoky cinders. Apple scent.
Yeah.
And I have yet to find it. I have a couple samples coming that might get there, so we'll see. But
do you run into a lot of apple scents that like are apple cinnamon and that kind of is
the
problem?
Yeah, there's a lot of, you run into it, it becomes very like cloyingly sweet. And
okay.
No, I just don't think that fits.
Yeah.
I think you have to have the apple there. Like that just needs to be.
Well, such a big part of his character, from his backstory to the fact that he's got like an apple on his wand.
Exactly.
That he's got.
Like the Eden of it all, right? I just feel like that's a very, that needs to be represented in some way. And whether that's like a sharper green apple or if it's a little more subtle, I want it there.
Oh, I love that, the idea that it's a sharper green apple. In the American version of the show Queer as Folk, one of the characters who was always like seducing other men, his big thing was green apples.
Ooh.
And I always thought that was just a fun little like add-on to that.
That's fun. Okay. We're diving back in here.
All right.
This is a spray, so I can still kind of talk while I'm spraying it. Okay. I was going to smell the microphone. Did you see that? Oh, Erica.
Oh, that's nice. This is, I want to say a little more masculine, a little more smoky, a little herbier, like
earthy kind of.
Yeah.
So this is called Eldritch.
Okay.
This is from the house Pinewood. I think I had you smell this before.
I
can't
remember.
I don't
know if you have.
I love this one on the paper. Mm-hmm. It is not good on the skin.
I could imagine that. This would be a hard one to like have on you.
It's
all
a
day.
Difficult, they call it a difficult scent. And when I first put it on the paper, I was like, okay, I could kind of see how some people might have a hard time with it. But nah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on and I'm like, oh, no. Dude, this needs to come off because I can't smell like this all day.
It almost smells more like an aftershave than it does a perfume.
A little bit.
A little
bit,
yeah.
So we've got leather, myrrh, patchouli, fir, oolong tea, opamax, smoke, pine needles, salvia, absolute, and oak moss.
Hmm. Why do people make difficult scents? Just to make them?
Because I think some people, it's you want to, well, one, I think some people want to smell that way.
Okay.
Right? And everything is going to smell differently on everybody because your skin is going to react to something differently than my skin is.
Mm-hmm.
Like the oil on your skin is going to make it. If you're on your period, something will smell differently on you. And
yeah.
It's weird as shit. And it is a thing that I can definitely tell you has happened to me. I have a few upstairs that I absolutely adore. And I was on my rag and I put it on and I'm like, I hate this. What?
Oh, I made a
huge
mistake.
Right? Yeah. And you're like scrubbing it off. And I think a lot of it is just the art of it all.
Okay.
Like, can I make this? Like, can I make something that is challenging, but that someone might still want to wear?
I kind of love that. It's, it sort of reminds me about like how I love horror movies, and people will be like, how do people make these? And I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes you just want to explore a darker thing.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And it's just not everything has to be florals. Not everything has to be vanilla. We can get a little more challenging, a little more complex, and a little more fun. And I like, there's one guy who I follow who I think I'm going to get a bottle from. He does, it's called Atwood Perfume. Mm-hmm. I just got a sample set. He does one called Boy Beach.
Ooh.
And it's just this beautiful, like, it's how your skin smells after you've been out in the sun at the beach all day.
Oh, and you're like pouring vitamin D out of every pore.
It's
God, that's
summer
a nice
in a bottle, and I adore it. I wore it in Florida like the whole week we were there, and I'm 1,000% going to get a full bottle for the summer.
Ooh, very nice.
And he's, I think he's out of New York, but his scents are all based off of Provincetown.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
that was
one, yeah, yeah.
I love it up there. Like, it's such a charming, like... Mm. It's awesome. I highly recommend going there if you've never been, because Cape Cod is like one thing, but P-Town is like a completely different vibe than the rest of it, and it's fucking rad.
I don't think I've ever been. That
it's very
awesome.
Cool. Yeah. If you want that kind of like, well, it, very queer friendly, very like artsy. It's really cool there.
We live in an artsy, queer friendly town.
Highly recommend. You could like take a ferry there from Boston. It's like right at the end of the hook of Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Great spot. But yeah, I'm probably going to get that, because it's like, and you think like, why would you want to smell like after you've been at the beach all day? Mm-hmm. Like, don't you usually like take a shower? But it's, what does it evoke in you? What memories does it evoke in you? Who does it remind you of? Like what, because scent is so tied to memory, right? Like,
well, they say it's one of, what is it? The strongest tie is like, scent.
Fling you back to a time and a place, right?
I remember when I was a little girl, they used to tell mothers, like, if you're going to be gone for a while, spray your child's favorite toy with perfume they recognize from you. Mm-hmm. It's like a comforting thing. And that always stuck with me. I always thought that was lovely.
Oh, no, I remember, I think I was I a senior in high school? Maybe going into my senior year. And I was supposed to be going on this camping trip with a friend of mine through mm-hmm. school. And they flaked at the last minute. So mm-hmm. I was going on this camping trip and I didn't fucking know anybody. But I was like, my parents paid for this. I can't.
You're going.
They're not
going
to be like, you can't go. But they felt really bad. But I had this sweater that like was my dad's, but my mom would always wear. And I brought that with me.
Aww.
And I remember just being on this bus and like crying and like having my face stuffed in this Aww. Sweater. Because it was just like, I'm with fucking strangers for 10 days. Yeah. This fucking sucks. Coda to that story. At the end of it, one of the dudes came up to me and was like, oh, I didn't really realize that you were here. You're the one who's like into Dragon Ball. And
oh,
like,
for fuck's sake.
I'm like, motherfucker, where the fuck were you this whole fuck? Like, seriously?
We could have been buds. We could have been friends.
I had so many, like, after high school, like, not so many, a couple encounters like that. Where I was just kind of like, we could have been sucking face like, whoa, dude, are you serious?
Completely, you ruined this.
Like,
you ruined this.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm over here, like, can't give it away. And it's like, really? Unfair. Unfair.
Childhood was terrible.
So this is the, it really fucking was.
I never understand people who are like, don't you wish you could go back to being a teenager? I'm like,
no!
What? What was your teenagehood like that you miss it?
Did you peak in high school? Because that's sad as shit.
What happened, man?
I'm having a great time right now.
I love being an adult.
Despite the horrors, I'm having a pretty good time. All right, I've got one more here, and then I'll talk about the other two Charlie scents that I had. I do have to put the microphone down. For
all
this
right.
One,
do you want to hold it?
Sure.
All right.
And describe what I'm doing.
All right. So, again, we got another stick. This isn't a spray.
This is a dabber. These are annoying, and I hate them.
Okay. Is it just like you're going to, like a drop on your wrist kind of a thing? Yeah. Like it's a little, that's annoying.
This is more for like samples and shit, but it's so annoying. I hate it so much. Just give me a fucking little spray bottle.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea. You're just kind of dipping it onto the, under the paper now. That's easier. Perfume bottles, I would say, also are just, like, the sample ones, okay, no, but have you ever seen, like, older perfume bottles, and they're just fucking gorgeous?
Oh, this is the great thing about this thing that I'm going to, like, in May. It's, we get to pick our own antique, like, bottles. Like, I'm so excited about this, I can't even tell you.
All right, what do we got? Okay, so this is, like, cleaner, and also citrusy a little bit. But also almost like an actual cleaner, like some kind of chemical cleaner.
Interesting. Okay. So this is called Inexcusable Evil.
Okay, already.
This is from the house Toscovat. They do more challenging scents, I would say.
Yeah, I can't picture wearing this one.
No, it's unpleasant. I wouldn't call it unwearable, but it's not something I would want to wear.
Yeah.
And I haven't tried it on. It might be completely different on the skin. But so the top notes are gunpowder and ozone.
Okay.
The middle notes are blood, bandages, iodine. Blood. I love a blood accord. Love it. Because that irony sort of thing, it's awesome. Done well, it's great. Burning flowers, guaiac wood.
How do you get a blood scent on this? Like, do you actually prick your finger or something like
there's
that?
They have these, like, accords and these molecules. Like, it's wild. Like,
you have perfume. To come back and tell me everything about this class. I'm fascinated already.
I definitely will. I think we're recording again before, but once I do it, and if I end up with, like, a loose scent that I'm about, I will only be talking about that.
Hell yeah.
What else we got in here? And then the base notes are fallen concrete, rain, incense, and sandalwood.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like, it's off-putting. Like, there's something like a bit like askew about it.
There's something sharp is what I kept thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I kept thinking of the household cleaner because it immediately hit my nose.
It's like
in
right
that
up
way.
In there. Yeah. But yeah, that's another Alistair scent.
I feel like these are good examples for him. They're all like, the ones that are challenging in a way that seem like they would be attached to him.
Mm-hmm.
And even the kind of more soothing ones, like, they still are fitting to his personality or presentation.
Like that Rue Oud one isn't like, the other two are like straight up just weird fucking scents.
Mm-hmm.
This one is the most wearable. I've actually worn this one because it does settle into this really nice kind of like, you get that nice bourbon mm-hmm. kind of scent, and it gets a little more normal after like that real intense hit of like berry at the start. But As I smelled that, and I'm like, oh, you guys are from New Orleans. Yeah, that's going on my list.
Well, also, it's not like he's a serial killer, but he's not a serial killer that people knew about. So he was such a charming young man is what I think people would describe him as. So having more normal, perfectly lovely scents, and then underneath it, like some unsettling ones, I think are
absolutely
perfect.
Absolutely. Oh, we can talk more about that like when we get deeper into, because so much to say once we finally get the backstories. In season two.
Damn.
So the other two for Charlie that I unfortunately don't have mm-hmm. Samples of, one is Game of Joy, which I think I had you smell. That was the one that was very like tropical fruits.
Okay. Yeah, I do
and
remember
it was
that
very kind of like happy and like fruity and bright and just very like Charlie's kind of bubbly personality.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is called Ichigo Ichi, also from Toscovat. This is probably the most wearable one that I've ever kind of run into from them. It's a very clean and reminded me of like a fresh hotel room.
Oh yeah. Okay. Perfect.
I'll have to dig it up. I don't know where the hell I put it or if I gave it to somebody, but oh, you know what? I think I know exactly where it is. I'll bust it out the next time we do this.
Cool.
Cause I think for the most part, what I wanted to do with this is stick to just a couple characters per, cause these are only supposed to be like between, it's a short conversation.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going on like a half an hour here, but you know, whatever. As little like snippets to like tide people over.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. And it's interesting. I don't know. I've never thought of the idea of, you know, picking perfume scents for this, but like I've made playlists for characters.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, that's such a Yaskier song or whatever the fuck.
Or you'd see like a shirt or something. You'd be like, oh my God, somebody would, you know, Captain Jack, you know, Harkness would wear that.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's kind of a fun exercise to do again with the frankly shocking amount of samples that I have upstairs that I've acquired in less than a year.
Very nice.
But it's fun. It's a fun hobby. And yeah, I think next time we'll do at least Vox.
Okay.
And I've been looking for one for Velvet and I have been coming up short. Like I said, I have a perfect one for Valentino, but we'll do that when we get to I think we'll do him in episode 4.
That's probably a good idea. That's kind of his
because
that's big episode.
That's where we kind of get, and we'll do him in Angel Dust, and maybe even Husk that episode. So yeah. I'll figure out who we'll do next. But I definitely have. There's a few for Vox that I'm going to hold off on because they are a little more backstory.
Oh, so that'll be a season 2 kind
relevant,
of thing.
And
yeah.
Yeah, I'll save those for then because there's a few that are just like, oh, you're CRTV like Vox
poor,
for sure,
crushed
little.
little heart.
So good. So good. So good. So thank you for coming along on this stupid side quest with us. But
who doesn't love a side quest? Come on.
Well, this is the other thing. If we have, like, if we've watched something or if something comes up, that dumb, like, bar book that they're going to release.
Oh, I think we should take a look at that.
Which I'm 1,000% going to buy.
A Hasbun bar book. I mean, we got to bust that out and make some drinks.
Obviously, we'll make some drinks. I think there's going to be, like, some snacks in there. Ooh. We can make some snacks. So, yeah, I think just a couple to tide us over between the main episodes.
Yeah.
Or if we get, like, I think at Level Up, this con that's at the end of April, there's going to be a bunch of Helluva Boss news.
Oh, that'll be cool.
If we want to kind of do a side...
Yeah, we can do a side Helluva Boss thing.
Where we can, like, talk about that. Because I think we reference it enough in the show proper that we'll end up doing, like, a couple... like side quills about
that. Because they're supposed to be in the same universe, so
exactly. Well, I'd be interested to hear if they start talking about more crossovers.
I would be interested. I don't think it's going to be what fandom wants it to be.
Absolutely.
But I'm very
not.
Interested to see what they would do with the idea of a crossover.
Yeah, but like Ozzy meeting Angel Dust would be a lot of fun.
That would be
like that kind of shit.
Ton of fun.
But all right, thanks, folks,
Thank
and we
you.
Will talk to you on the next episode proper.
Bye bye.